And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
People need to vent.
It's also National High Five Day, for the record.
Everyone needs a high five.
Yes, my complaint from this morning, and I get it, there's a lot of terrible stuff in the world. Every headline I read is terrible, so my complaint is very, very tiny in the wake of all of that.
Okay.
But it drives
me... But you say that, except that you couldn't help but tell all of us as we came in the door this morning.
Multiple times.
Right?
And I'm going to leave the name of the restaurant out. But let's just say there's a fast food place at 43rd and Rainbow.
Okay.
And in big, humongous letters in the window, it says, drive-through open 24 hours a day.
Sure.
And when you drive by, all the lights are on. You can see employees in there. You can see their cars out there. Clearly, people are there 24 hours a day, it says, in the window. I stop there once a week, I would say. I decide, okay, that's it. I'm getting my latte from this place. I'm going to stop and get a latte. And they never answer the drive-thru window. I would say one out of four times.
So they
answer
they
me at the
like
drive-thru.
They act like me when a salesman's coming through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I can see you in there.
You're there. You're home.
Well, to be fair, it does say that the drive-thru is open. It doesn't say that they are open.
I don't try to go in. I go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, the drive-thru is open for you to drive through it.
Yeah,
and I do. And that's all I do is drive through it because nobody gives me a latte. And
nobody answers. Pull up and nobody answers. It really is the old.
Have you honked or have you yelled?
I did this morning.
And
sometimes, every once in a while, and this is why I keep stopping, because you said, well, why do you keep stopping there? Because every once in a while, they tease me. I get that tease, and they actually are
there. It's actually a game that they play there.
Yeah, it is.
And I will say, the people that are there that actually do give me the drink when I order it are incredibly nice when they actually open the window and say,
I think
here's
it's a
your
fun
coffee.
Game for them.
Oh, it probably is.
Do you ever pull up to the window?
Yes, I did this morning. I pull up and I see them in there. But I don't have that much time to wait. I can't. It says open 24 hours, then be open. If you're open, then be open and give me my stupid coffee.
I feel like you need a high five right now. Here.
So that, I might get it. I understand that terrible things are happening in the world and people are facing much more difficult things, and I get it. But I just... was very frustrated.
No, this is great.
Thank you for letting me get that out.
We're going to open the vent line at 576-7102. It's also perfect for text. And you text the same number now that you call, 816-576-7102. Send us a text there. Standard data message rates may apply, and don't ever text and drive, especially in the rain. But we've got some people lined up here that want to vent.
Just silly complaints. Just the silly little things.
This is a good one. Start with Danny and Bonner. Danny, what are you complaining? What are you venting about this morning?
There's a guy that sits behind me at work. And every day, no matter what, no fail, the guy crunches on ice chips every afternoon. I don't know if he comes back and he's, I've got to chill my teeth. I don't know what he's doing. Put my headphones on. I can still hear the crunch of the ice. I can still hear it. It's terrible. Like, I have no idea what to do, and I don't know who does that. Like, this is a grown man who crunches ice all afternoon. It's terrible.
He must go to Sonic for lunch.
Oh, they do have good ice there.
Oh, that is the best ice, is it not?
I wish they were 24 hours.
Oh. Let's go to Kyle and Lee Summit. Good morning, Kyle. What are you venting about?
My younger sister. She's having a baby, and she's naming it after our dad. And now I'm the oldest kid in our family, and I was going to use that, like, for my kid. You know, I don't want my kids to cousins with the same name and whatnot.
Right.
And I just think it's really crappy.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, but what do you do about that? I mean, she's first.
The stolen baby name.
Yeah.
I see it happen all the time. All the time.
She's in it to win it, though. So what are you going to do?
576-7102 with your silly, ridiculous first world complaints this morning.
Get Jill in Blue Springs up here. What are you going to vent about, Jill?
So my husband is a typical male, and he thinks he knows directions. He won't ask for them, and it's ridiculous. So, but on top of that, he doesn't trust GPS. He doesn't trust the GPS. He doesn't trust that computers in space are going to know more accurately our streets than he and his faulty memory. So I end up smushing my phone with the GPS, like, next to my thigh with the sound off and pretending I'm not looking at the GPS in order for us to get around and not be late everywhere. It's unbelievably ridiculous.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
That's awesome. Computers in space can get us there.
That faulty memory. I know.
We always think that we can get places.
Yep.
All right. The vent line is open to you. 576-7102, 816-576-7102.
Did you see the text we just got?
Yes.
Jim from Spring Hill said, eating ice chips is usually the result of being anemic.
Well, you learn something there, right?
Give him a break. Let him crunch his ice chips.
All right, before we take a break, let's go to a Missy. She also has a coworker gripe here. Missy, what do you want to vent about with your coworker?
She burps and farts, and all she says is Merry Christmas.
What? First of all, do you work in a confined space? Is this a cubicle type situation? So the smells do not clear out quickly.
No, but she just keeps doing it.
Why does she say Merry Christmas? Like she walks by your desk and says Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, is that her gift? Like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, she says it all the time.
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Ew.
Merry Christmas.
That beats my coffee complaint, because that I can control. You can't control coworkers.
Dude, that used to be Jason Whitlock. Whitlock used to do that. Hey, Brian, I got a secret for you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, we had opened the Vince line at 576-7102, and as always, you know now that you can text the same number you call, 816-576-7102. Call or text either way. It works now both ways.
I came in with my ridiculous complaint. I get it. It's silly. But if it says 24
problems.
It says open 24 hours, then be open.
Exactly.
I need my coffee at 4:30.
Have you tried calling the number? Like, isn't there a national complaint line corporate number there to call?
Probably.
They might send you some free lattes.
Or just call the store and say, hey, can you be open?
Hey, I'm outside.
I'm standing here.
Catch me outside.
I can see you through the window. How about that? Give me a latte.
Yeah,
you'll
be arrested for that for sure. I can see you through the window. I'm watching you.
That's how Truda got his first arrest with the drone.
Hey, we've got people who are venting this morning. If you want to vent as well, you can do it. Here is Heather. Good morning, Heather. What do you want to vent about?
I cannot stand hearing all the horn honking from people hitting their clickers.
Right. Yep. Well, you would have hated last night's Royals game then, because people leaving trying to find their car.
It is so annoying. You walk by and you get the horn honks, and it scares us.
Yeah, you jump every time.
All the time.
Yep.
And then people hit it multiple times. It's like, okay, hit it once. Once is enough. Get over it.
My question is, if everybody's honking their horn, how are you supposed to find your car?
Exactly. Because they all sound alike.
Does bring up a good point.
Yeah. I appreciate the complaint and the venting.
Yes, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We'll check it with Shaylee of the All Access.
Tennis star Serena Williams is pregnant. 23-time Grand Slam champion posted on her Snapchat a selfie showcasing her baby bump in a yellow one-piece swimsuit yesterday, captioned 20 weeks, and she's due in the fall.
And so that means
she was pregnant while she was winning the Australian Open.
Yeah, one match while
she was
pregnant.
Is that what you were doing when you were pregnant? At the time.
I was eating Taco Bell and crying, saying, this hurts, get this thing out of me.
That's okay. What
20
I was
weeks?
Doing.
Well, you had a long way to go, then.
Oh, no, the first trimester's the worst. I just fetal, nauseous all day long.
Yep.
The worst.
Wow, I can't wait.
Not winning the Australian Open.
That's what it was like in our house.
Wow. Yep. Well, Drake was the latest celebrity to be burglarized.
Drake!
But the criminal took something that you guys would never expect. Just take a guess.
A little dog named Snuggles.
I read this story, so I know, so I'm
okay,
out.
Truda?
A Grammy?
No. $10 in soda and water.
Went to the fridge.
She went right to the
fridge. Hashtag sip, share, win.
Right. She was wearing one of Drake's hoodies when someone from his camp found her. She says that she was supposed to be there. She clearly was not. He was not home at the time. No sign of forced entry, and they have no idea how she got in. But he is not going to press charges.
No, it's cool. I'm supposed to be here sipping his beverages.
Right. She had some Fiji water, some Pepsi, and just hanging out. No big deal.
But who is the... There's a celebrity who goes and breaks into people's houses, who broke into Prince's house. Kesha. Right, Kesha broke into Prince's house. Yes.
That's her thing?
That's her thing. She told Graham Norton that on his show. This is her thing. She wanted to get discovered, and she broke into Prince's house. And, like, during a party, she snuck in and was able to, like, get her demo to him.
Now, see, for her, it works. For me, I'd be shot by security instantly. Why does that?
Well, I thought he would have a little more security than she was just able to walk in.
You would think so, right?
I don't know.
She has her ways, I guess.
Do either of you have a prenup?
No, please. None of us have anything to lose.
Carmelo Anthony and Lala Anthony are going to end up dividing up the $200 million plus fortune. But they did have a prenup beforehand.
$200 million?
He plays for the Knicks. He's got some endorsements. Oh. She was an MTV VJ before they met, so and had worked, done producing, modeling, all this stuff while they were married. So now they're going to try to figure out how to split everything up. Mm. But there is a clause in some prenups, we don't know about this one, that if someone cheats, then right. It can go down the toilet. Yeah. So.
Right. We want prenup. Mm-hmm.
$200 million.
$200 million plus. I mean, they've got a little bit of cash.
Huh. Keeps those lawyers busy, does it not?
Exactly.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We've all been watching The Voice and our local girl, Smithville native Cassie Joy, who was on it up until Monday, and now things are going to get even better for her.
Oh, I think so. Oh, for sure. She's got a lot of stuff coming up here. And she joins us on the phone to talk about that. Cassie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. You're back from L.A.? Are you home in Smithville now?
I am, yep.
Excellent.
Well, we were saddened to see what happened this week on The Voice and wanted to give you a call to kind of catch up and say, man, Kansas City was behind you. We love you as much as ever and hope that your experience on the show was still great and that you're able to make a lot of contacts and learn a lot there.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. I mean, it was, you know, such a life-changing experience. And, you know, to work with Blake and to get, you know, advice from the other, you know, coaches and Luke Bryan and to just make so many awesome connections just within the competition, you know, with all the other, you know, contestants. I mean, it was incredible. I was definitely sad to go, but I have so much stuff that we've been planning for, you know, the second time off the show that, you know, we were prepared at any time. I'm just ready to, you know, hit the ground running now.
Yeah, it looks like you already had a bunch of shows scheduled for this summer. You're doing a bunch of local stuff, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's basically a tour. I just did it in the worst way. I didn't do it in any kind of order. So I'm like going from like Indiana to Canada to Arkansas. Like it's super random. But yeah, I'm going to be super busy this summer.
In a lot of ways, you think the exposure from the show will also help you down the road? And it's, in some cases, they say, hey, you know, it's almost better not to win one of these shows, but just the mere fact that you're on it and getting your name and your music out there really helps as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just, yeah, the exposure is, you know, priceless. I mean, it's just so many viewers, and it's really, you know, helped my social media and you know, I think I've, you know, gained a lot of new fans for all these other, you know, shows I'm doing, you know, across the country this summer. So, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better experience.
And so now what's immediately next? Like, are you heading out now on the road? Are you working on new music? What's right now?
So I'm going to go back to Nashville, I think, on Monday. And I'm going to get in the studio and finish up a song that we pretty much had done before I left. And now, you know, as musicians do, I'm wanting to make some changes, and then we're hopefully gonna push that song out soon. And yeah, just look for any opportunities, you know, as they come. But yeah, that all those shows this summer—that's my other next line of business.
Was there any one thing in particular, technique, a way of singing, something in particular from the show that you take away, that you learn from Blake or Luke or one of the coaches?
Yeah, we got some really awesome vocal lessons out there from the voice vocal coach. And I definitely learned a lot from her just in my approach to singing. And, you know, I've learned a lot about my tone. Blake would talk to me about that, and so would Trelawney, the vocal coach. And just things that I wasn't very confident in before. And now I feel like it's little things that make my voice special that you know, that my voice is a little bit different, and that Blake kind of coined me as the edgy country singer. And I think that, you know, kind of helped me, you know, in terms of understanding myself better as an artist.
And please tell me you got to keep some of the clothes, because you had really good clothes.
Oh, my gosh. I got to keep almost all of them.
Did you really? That's the best part. Yeah.
Yes. So, like, it was super sad going back to wardrobe and being like, boo, here's all my stuff, bye. And they were like, oh, here's this bag, and you can keep your battle dress and your knockout thing and this and that. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that makes
like adult trick-or-treating.
Yeah. that totally makes it worth it.
Yeah, except I have, so Stephanie Rice was my, you know, best friend ever. She's my roommate out there, and she has to ship them back to me because my bags were 50 pounds exactly going out to L.A., and my 20-pound battle dress and
yeah.
my The shirt that I wore for the live round was so heavy, and it was like a crop top, but it was like 10 pounds, so I'd have her ship it back to me.
And that's the one I love. I'm looking at it right now, and it does look heavy.
Oh, it was beautiful, but it was brutal. I had Kleenexes around the edges of the shirt all day because it was like cutting my arms off.
That's the price of beauty, Cassie.
That's right.
It is. But yeah, they were like, do you want to change? Do we want to do something else? I was like, no, get away. I'm wearing this shirt. I love it.
Oh, that's so good.
And now is your phone full of awesome contacts? Like, is Gwen Stefani kind of your bestie now?
Yeah, we Snapchat like all day.
Wait, seriously?
I do plan on keeping in touch with Blake for sure.
Yeah.
So will he be showing up with you at any Kansas City show?
Oh, man, I hope so. That would be incredible. So we'll see if we can remain, you know, in contact. So I'm hoping.
Have him open up for you.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, no worries.
Or Gwen, as she'll do.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Well, Cassie, it's been a fun ride. I mean, certainly now, you know, definitely keep in touch. Let us know what you're up to. This opens up, I think, a whole new realm for you and your career, and we just wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you guys so much. And yeah, there is so much more to come. So yeah, keep in touch and stay tuned.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is survey time.
Joey, the producer's in here. Shaylee, the millennial. Jen and Truda all in for a new survey.
From Ranker.com, this week comes 338,000 people have voted on this survey in particular. I would give you 30 seconds after I announce this to come up with your thoughts, and then we'll take a couple of rounds here. This is, folks, the worst movies of all time.
Okay.
The worst movies.
Shaylee has only seen two.
Seen like five. This is going to be terrible.
She's going to be just as bad as bands. She couldn't think of bands last time.
All time. It's harder than you think because you've got the list in front of you. It is hard when all of a sudden you have the pressure.
That's right. But think of like really crap movies. There are some that are renowned for their badness, so to speak.
Is it all certain eras or is it all more recent?
What am I going to say? I think this runs kind of, it runs all eras. There are some 80s films on here. There are a few 90s films.
What's the name of that? Oh, yeah.
There are a couple of franchises that pretty much every movie makes the list out of a franchise. So think of that.
Oh, this is terrible.
So
I know it's not going to be as random as like Jaws 5, but I wish that I could go like that deep into it. But
it would get that deep on some things. I will say that.
Okay.
Okay, Joey, to my left, you want to start off?
Sure.
Round one, the worst movies of all time. What do you think?
Well, I will go with the movie that I considered to be the death of my childhood. Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Batman and Robin. Number one on the
list. Joey! No, are you cheating? Do you look
I'm
at
not
him like
cheating.
He does? I feel like
He's
he looks
one.
At Ranker all the time. He's number one out of the gate every time.
I know.
Don't
right?
start with me then.
He's hey, just a genius.
I'm just assigning points for people who hit the list, okay?
He just pulled the I can't help it if I'm genius card.
Yeah, let's not start with the one that already knows on.
Well done, Joseph.
Okay, Shales, you want to give yours?
I was going to guess Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that is pretty good. Unfortunately, not on this list.
You know why? Because it's a great movie. Because, really? Is that
that's
why?
That's people voted it up, I'm sure. Right.
I'm going with the old standard, Ishtar. That, for a long time, was the running joke that Ishtar was the worst movie.
Wow, Ishtar?
Yeah.
Actually makes the list
at
number 41.
Dang. Mm-hmm. That's way worse than that.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Joe, round two.
All right. Let's go The Phantom Menace, Star Wars 1.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good. And I did say that there were some franchise films on here.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, however, there are no Star Wars films.
How
really?
Dare you put a yep. Star Wars film in there?
It's
wrong, how dare you?
Wrong franchise.
It's the prequel, though.
It's a franchise that, honestly, Shaylee might be familiar with. I'm going to say that.
Oh, okay.
So, Shales, does that give you any thought?
Well, I was going to go Twilight series.
Yeah, Twilight, the
really?
Original film, is number two on the list.
I thought people loved that.
I think they love to make fun of it.
Oh, see, I haven't seen it.
I only watched the first one. That was
I've seen about 10 minutes of one.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I know thrift shops are filled with Twilight stuff.
If that tells you anything.
Okay, I'm going with my next pick, which my husband would be so upset that I would put this on a worst of list. Over the Top, Sly Stallone. The arm wrestling movie.
I've never watched any of these.
Come on, it's got to be on there.
And...
No!
It is not.
That's because it's great.
Final round, Joey. What do you think? Worst movies of all time.
Well, Shelly took my Twilight, so I'm going to have to go with Troll 2.
Troll 2? What?
It's,
not Trolls. Not to be confused with Trolls.
It's considered to be one of the worst movies, and it's really poorly acted.
Number 34. Woo! Troll 2, in particular, makes the list.
That's just genius.
Shaylee, you've got to have a bad film in there somewhere.
Oh, can I use one from our text line?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure,
okay,
I
so they wrote in that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck movie, Gigi.
Oh, it's Geely, actually.
Geely, yeah.
I thought it was Gigi.
No, it's Geely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shaylee might actually win the game. That's number three.
Thank you.
She already got number one.
She scores two in the top five, though.
Oh, okay. We're doing overall. Yeah. Joey and his number one status.
I don't care about me either.
Otherwise, the game would have been over. The game will always be over after Joey goes.
Hold on, don't let him go first. You can't give her credit because she didn't even pronounce it right. Oh, she called it Gigi.
I was reading the text line.
That's right. I'll take points off the board for that. Mispronunciation.
Very ganged up.
Minus 150.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Right, that's a good call, Jim.
You were way out of it anyway. I know. I don't actually think this is going to be on there, but this is what I want to be on there because it ruined it for me. Jaws 4. Once they got to 4,
Jaws
I was out.
Jaws 4.
Mm-mm.
You didn't think Jaws 3D was that bad? I was in the water park. Louis Gossett Jr. And Jaws 4, not on the list.
Boo.
Unfortunately, nope. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Here's what rounds out the top 10, my friends. By the way, a honorable mention to Howard the Duck at number 11.
Oh,
because
yes!
I love Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's Never Say Never at number 10.
Is that a documentary, though?
I think it is,
like
yeah.
That's terrible.
There's a movie called The Room. It's not the Brie Larson film, but it's The Room.
I've seen that. It's terrible.
Okay, that's why it's on the list.
Number 9. Number 8 is from Justin the Kelly.
I had that down.
That's why I'm saying. Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2 at number 7.
No idea.
Catwoman at number 6. The top 5, Battlefield Earth with John Travolta.
Oh,
remember
right.
that one? Glitter, the Mariah Carey film.
How did we miss that?
Geely, Twilight, and Batman and Robin are 3, 2, and 1. So there you go.
Worst that's
movies
amazing.
Of all time. That's pretty fantastic.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Rolling last night, had a great night out at the ballpark with all the puppies out there.
Work at the park. You took Sadie out there.
A great time. They're saying 370 dogs wins. I got that email that girl was talking about this.
And the Royals get the win.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, that was awesome.
You didn't get the rain. Everything is good.
Nope. We beat Madison Bumgarner.
Nice.
It's always a good thing to do. Don't mind that if we do.
You missed it. Right before you came in this morning, I was watching the video of this 9-year-old boy who, I guess he's been working really hard. He's in Cub Scouts and he works hard at school. He works hard on his family's farm. And so his parents surprised him with his first tickets to Wrigley Field. He's a huge Cubs fan.
Right.
And his reaction is so sweet.
Pretty incredible. I'm trying to get the video, which is obviously very difficult for us.
I posted it. If you want to see it, it's on our Facebook page. Just go to the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there and then watch the video. I honestly had tears streaming down my face. And so Joey, our producer, who is a huge Cubs fan too, was in here. Joey, come on in.
I think this might be it here. Or they're not gonna put the audio in it, of course.
So I asked Joey, I'm like, do you remember your first game at Wrigley?
I do. I was probably around that kid's age because you said
he's nine. Yeah.
I was 10. My brother would have been 8. We went our first time. They played the Brewers. It was the summer of 98, so it was a lot of fun. However, my mom got hit in the face by a baseball.
What?
Took a ball to the face.
A wild pitch while we were watching the Brewers warm up.
Oh my gosh.
In the bullpen.
Like, how fast? Like, was this like a little toss in the air, or was this a chucked pitch?
It was a pitch. It just lost control.
Wow.
I got the balls, but...
You're happy because you got to take the ball.
I was 10. Of course I wasn't. I was devastated.
So what happens to your mom?
She gets 6 stitches at Wrigley Field.
At Wrigley? They didn't
stitched
even...
her up there for first aid?
Oh, that's pretty great. They have like an underground hospital at Wrigley.
Apparently.
Take you down there, stitch you right up.
Oh, wow.
Did you stay? So you stayed for the game.
Oh, yeah, we stayed. We had a lot of fun. I mean, just, you know, started off not so fun.
Well, it was for you. It was probably fantastic for
it
you.
It was.
And hopefully she didn't have a concussion or anything.
No, and she said, like, if she didn't move and, like, talk to my brother, it would have hit him or my cousin Heather.
Oh, wow.
Who were probably at what age then?
My brother would have been 8. I think Heather would have been 17.
Yeah, yeah, either way, though. I mean,
yikes.
It's incredible.
That's a good memory, though. I mean, you remember the game. And mom's fine. She's good.
Exactly.
Oh, I hope. Does she have a little scar? I would love to have that scar and tell people I got hit by a ball at a game.
That's Wrigley Field.
I don't think she does.
Yeah.
I think it healed up.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook this morning that he was at the Royals game last night, and he caught a foul ball, hands it to the little girl standing next to him, and she immediately throws it right back over the rail.
Oh, no. Somebody caught a foul bat last night.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Because I forget who was up. It was a Giants player. But he lets go of his bat at the moment of the swing.
Yikes.
And it just caroms off into the crowd. And somebody apparently barehanded caught it.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's skill.
That's heads up ball right there.
Yeah, it is.
No question.
Watch the video of this little boy getting his first tickets. I love him. I want him to marry my daughter. They're practically the same age. I love this kid.
It's adorable.
You'll cry.
I think this might be it here.
To kind of see how you'd react when you retired, but you never once complained. You helped, worked hard.
So his dad's kind of setting him up, talking about how hard he's been working at school.
Right.
What's wrong? Tired?
No. They're standing in a barn, which makes this that much better. I don't know why.
He shows pigs too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
This is something here that you and I are going to do.
So he's handing him an envelope.
Right.
And it's going to take a whole day to do it. Okay. So do you want to do it? You sure?
He shakes his head
yes.
You don't
know what it is.
This is why I love this kid.
Do it?
He tells his dad, yes, Dad, I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Open it up. It's already open. Just pull that out real careful. Just real careful. Nope.
Almost rips his Cubs tickets.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure? No matter
yes.
What it is. Look at that.
He doesn't know what they are yet.
It's a huge grin on his face. He hugs his dad.
Bear hugs his dad and like will not let go. And that's the pig, not him, by the way.
I thought he was crying.
No, he does cry.
I thought that was him.
What is it, Colt? Tell me what it is. What is it?
Me and Daddy, you're going to Wrigley Field.
Is that the sweetest little voice ever?
Oh,
me and Daddy
awesome.
Are going to Wrigley Field. Oh, I love that video. Will you marry my daughter? Cole, come here.
My first time at Wrigley Field was when the concrete was falling on everybody's head and they had to put netting up or we'd all die. Yeah, those are great. They're lovely.
Hey, good news. They can stitch you right up there at the park.
Yeah, apparently I can't help that.
And she got a sticker, too.
I may have been massive head wound hairy, but they can stitch me up right there.
I need some good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.